When North Korea probably sabotaged Sony Pictures last month and threatened terrorism in America because of a satirical movie, it was scary, but it also seemed like a kind of weird comedy itself. This week, a terror group, outraged by satire, lashed out in the most horrifying, appalling, tragic way possible. In Paris, Islamist gunmen stormed the offices of the French newspaper Charlie Hebdo, murdering staff members and the police officers assigned to protect them. To try to understand the attack on Charlie Hebdo, I called Adam Gopnik. Adam was Paris correspondent for The New Yorker for many years and is the author of the bestseller Paris to the Moon. Adam, thanks for talking with me today.
Good to talk to you, Kurt.
So Charlie Hebdo, am I pronouncing that more or less correctly?
More or less, yes.
It's described as a satirical weekly, but it is not The Onion. It is not like anything we have in this country. What's in there and in a typical week? What does it do?
In certain ways, Kurt, it's a much more old-fashioned kind of satirical weekly, more the kind of thing you'd associate with the 19th century, sort of scabrous cartoons about a passing event, not at all meta or ironic in the way that an American equivalent might be, but old-fashioned vitriolic mockery. And I think the thing to emphasize is that it is a true equal opportunity offender. I'm just looking at some old covers as we speak, and there's obscene mockery of the virgin birth of Jesus. There's constant mockery of rabbis. So we're talking here about a magazine whose motto truly was nothing is sacred. This was not an anti-Islamic magazine in any sense, a true equal opportunity, old-fashioned, Daumier, Rabelais kind of enterprise.
In a country that, from the revolution on, has had anti-clericalism, anti-religion as part of its mission statement, does it play a big role in sort of French literary media political culture?
It's not at the center of daily debate the way that, you know, the great newspapers are.
Right.
But yes, it's played an increasingly large role in the last few years. This a horrific massacre today is in a certain sense the climax, if I can use that word, of a series of legal attacks that were made on Charlie Hebdo over the last few years by various Islamic groups for having published cartoons that were contemptuous or mocking of Muhammad and of Islam. And they were properly and consistently acquitted on the grounds that there's no law in France against blasphemy or isn't any longer. So they think that in the era of the Internet, an old-fashioned caricature magazine wouldn't have that much grip, but exactly the intensity of their enemies gave them more and more presence until this horror.
And France has a larger Muslim population, 7 or 8%, I read, than any other EU country.
This does certainly come at a moment of maximum pressure on the question of Islam in France. You may have heard about Eric Zemmour's book, which has been a huge bestseller in France, kind of a right-wing polemic against Islam. Michel Houellebecq, the very controversial, I hate to use that word.
Provocative, deliberately provocative novelist.
Deliberately provocative French novelist has a new book out that's a kind of satirical fantasy about a near future in which all of France has become Islamized.
And Houellebecq is the cover subject of the current issue.
Of the last issue, of the latest issue, let us hope, of Charlie Hebdo is about Houellebecq, where he's shown as Nostradamus, making his prophecies. And, of course, the satirists of Charlie Hebdo are mocking his pretensions to be a mordant prophet of the hideous Islamic future. So they were mocking the very man who you would think they would find sympathetic on this.
And do you imagine that the Islamist terrorists who did this are really bothered by the caricatures and so forth that have appeared in Charlie Hebdo? Or is it an attack on free speech, which is so important in a country like France and in the West generally? And they know that that's our sore spot that will maximize outrage on our part.
You know, I can't read the minds of these lunatics, right? But I think that it's possible that they burn with the sense that their religion is being eclipsed and humiliated and shamed all the time. I suspect that it inflames them, infuriates them to see the thing that they hold on to being treated in a mocking way. So I would suspect that it is the very act of iconoclasm that enrages them so much.
And what do you foresee the effect of this being in France. Will Charlie Hebdo and its kind and commentary continue as before, or will it change?
France is a sophisticated and liberal country, and I don't think people will confound the Islamists with the great majority of ordinary Muslim people in France. I do think that the risk, if there is one, is that it tends to justify or legitimize the far-right account of what's happening in France, you know, that Islam presents an immediate threat to the continuing existence of France. When you have an act like this, it serves those folks. So I think the threat comes, as always with terrorism, comes less from the immediate threat it makes on people than from the autoimmune response, the excessive autoimmune response
right.
that we can put into place against it. But I don't listen, I don't want to sound mealy-mouthed about this either. Islamic fanaticism and the terrorism it evokes is a real, not an imaginary, not an invented, not a neocon illusion. It's a real thing, and it's frightening, and it's threatening, and it's murderous, and it has to be eliminated.
Adam Gopnik, thank you very much.
Pleasure talking, Kurt.
Adam Gopnik writes for The New Yorker and is the author of Paris to the Moon.